Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be the name of the Lord, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan, who happened to marry his best friend and Bible teacher, Sheila Crawford.
Shalom, and may the Lord grant you special favor tonight for joining us in our look at the news and how it coincides with biblical prophecy. Especially as we see the day approaching, like Paul said we would in Hebrews 10:25. Lots happening, faster and faster, on both fronts, politically and spiritually, as we see the one world religion coming together quickly as well. So we will get started with the latest news right after we, of course, covet our Lord's presence.
Okay. Lord God, you alone are our salvation. We trust in you and will not be afraid, for you are our strength and our song, and we acknowledge you in all our ways, knowing you will direct our path. We adore you and humbly ask you for your blessing on tonight's program as we lift up to you the prayer request recently given to us. Many on the financial needs of your servants and the salvations of our loved ones. May this message tonight make us even more aware of your soon last trumpet call. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, dear, for, again, including God's word. It's just very soothing in a day when the bride needs to be comforted, especially with so much turmoil going on all around us. But we know his grace is sufficient.
Okay, you want to catch us up on Israel, or do you want to start with Brexit?
I think we'll talk Israel first. I'll move into Brexit slowly.
All right.
Talks were held between Israel and various world leaders recently, like John Kerry, who met in Rome on Sunday. And they wanted to discuss the future negotiations with the Palestinians, as I've been talking about for quite some time. Not a lot of details yet about that. But then, and also in Rome, there was a meeting encouraged previously by the Pope between Netanyahu and Turkey's Erdogan that went pretty well as they made up. You know, from that spat they had about 6 years ago over their ships traveling into Israel's uncharted waters, who were bringing uninspected cargo to the terrorists in Gaza. 7 Turks were killed then, and of course, Israel was blamed when in actuality the IDF was defending themselves. Even so, Israel has finally agreed to pay Turkey $20 million in compensation, and in return is promised a release of its IDF soldiers being held in Gaza by Hamas. Now, as I reported last week, Netanyahu also met and signed a military agreement with Russia's Putin for protection from Iran's proxy armies in exchange for gas rights of Israel's newest gas wells. So, Russia can now get a good foothold on the future expected spoil when they will foolishly think they can take out Israel to confiscate it all. You know, it's the hook in the jaws of Ezekiel 38. I have to say, I don't know how you feel, but it's such a blessing to me to be living in these last days, to see the stage now set for the final curtain with so many pieces of the puzzle coming together.
Yep, and because we have his prophetic word, we know the end result.
Right. Russia's Putin wants to be the grandmaster of the chessboard, which, by the way, we are all part of. He feels he has now positioned himself to rise over America in politics, economics, and military prowess, especially now that Britain, the fifth largest economy in the world, had decided to exit the European Union, even after Obama warned them they would have to go to the back of the line, especially regarding trade. Well, this stupid move by our president only further isolates us from another key ally. If there is another war, as the globalists have predicted, America will find it difficult to win or even be a key player. And even without war, our economy is looking even grimmer. Stocks are on a roller coaster ride. And we'll be watching that, of course, but I do know that the rich can get richer right now as the middle class gets closer to poverty, which is the elite's agenda. Now, this is not a blow or a surprise to the real elite. It's only a stepping stone into chaos where they will have the perfect solution.
Mm-hmm. Out of chaos comes order. All right, some are saying there could be a war, but now America might not have Britain, but then we still have good old NATO.
Mm-hmm. Well, unless other countries leave the EU, as are being discussed, NATO without enough money would soon fold. Already with Britain's pullout, I'm told they lose about $35 million a week. That's unbelievable to me. Now, it appears that things are going backward toward the way it was before the EU, and not in technology, of course, but perhaps governmentally. Remember in Jesus' day when Rome's Caesars ruled the world? Perhaps it will be the same again to finish Daniel's 70th week with another Caesar from Rome who will rule the world. And you won't need a European Union or any conglomeration of nations, because this man, alive right now, will soon authenticate himself and have all the right answers, economically, politically, and spiritually. And all will be enthralled, and all will worship the beast.
We already see millions worshiping him already. And what about America and that scripture in Jeremiah?
Yes, a lot of people ask me that a lot about America, and all I can do is quote the scripture of Jeremiah 30:11, because many do think America will just be gone. Will you want to read that, honey?
Sure. For I am with you, says the Lord, to save you.
Of course, that's Jeremiah talking to Israel through the Lord.
Though I make a full end of all nations where I have scattered you.
Hello, that's us. There's still a lot of Jews here.
Yet I will not make a complete end of you.
That's Israel.
But I will correct you in justice, and I will not let you go altogether unpunished.
And he has done that, mostly for spiritual idolatry. And America is in spiritual adultery right now.
Punishment has already begun and will get worse.
I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
However, I do believe the bride will be gone by the worst of it.
I hope so. Amen.
Especially since, and this is important, we were not around in the first century when Daniel's clock stopped ticking, right at Jesus' death recorded in Daniel 9:26. We are instead part of that gap between verse 26 and 27 in Daniel 9. So that timer doesn't begin again until the latter day Caesar signs a covenant with Israel and takes control. And that will begin to finish the last 7 years of that prophecy. And by the way, Rome has already divided the world into 10 regions, and each region has a horn, or rather a leader, just happens to be a Jesuit, already in place. And they call themselves, in their terms, assistancies to the Pope, who many believe is the leader of the world already. Just right now, kind of undercover to some. You know, Jesus said this, and I want to have my husband read this. It's in John 5:43.
I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive.
Well, last September, Pope Francis, when he addressed the UN, and this, let me tell you, this was a very big clue and a confirmation. When he boldly stated that he had come in his own name in the Catholic community, that clicked in our brains that Jesus said that very thing, that someone would come in his own name and they would accept him rather than Jesus. And receive him they surely do, daily, all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Pope did not come as a representative of Jesus Christ, did he say? Not as an ambassador of the gospel, did he say? But rather he said in his own name, his own power, and that of his Roman Church. The Romans, who nailed the pegs into Jesus on the cross and later leveled their temple.
Isn't that the same cross that Pope Francis said ended in failure?
Right. Mm-hmm. He really did.
I know.
The name of Jesus Christ, of whom Francis claims to be the vicar, which means substitute, was never mentioned one time in any way, shape, or form in his speech to the UN, but rather Francis ended his speech with these words. He said, "Upon all of you and the peoples you represent, I invoke the blessing of the Most High and all peace and prosperity." Well, let me tell you, which Most High was the Pope referring to? When I read my Bible, I see another Most High lurking in the pages of Scripture in Isaiah 14:14, when Lucifer said,
"I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." And in case anyone is keeping track, I think you have another doozy.
I do. Wait till you hear this.
Luciferian.
Another doozy. Anyway, in a recent interview to a paper in France, he said that Jesus' call to spread the gospel differs little from the jihad waged by radical Islamic terrorists. Did you hear that? I could never make this up. It's so outrageous to compare the apostles to murderers who even behead people. And you know, honey, I think you should read that in his exact own words.
It is true that the idea of conquest is inherent in the soul of Islam. However, it is also possible to interpret the objective in Matthew's gospel, where Jesus sends his disciples to all nations, in terms of the same idea of conquest.
Yeah.
Wow, that's some...
The same idea, wow. And then he went on to promote Chrislam, which is where, of course, the uniting of the two religions together.
Wants them all together.
Makes me sick to think about it.
Unity is what he's preaching to everybody.
Allah is not my God of the Bible. Oh, well, anyway, we must move on. Honey, can you tell the listeners how they can contact us with their end-time questions?
You know, it shows more Luciferianism. I mean, that's coming straight from the Pope's mouth.
I know.
Okay, by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net, or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. And Saints, please, please, prayerfully consider any love offering, which is needed and greatly appreciated, and will automatically put you on our mailing list for any news, updates, and biblical teachings, and help pay for this radio broadcast. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, that contains many teachings, especially on Hebraic Roots 101, and all the past radio and teaching newsletters are archived for your added learning. And June's letter is now on our web. And this Friday at 7 p.m., we will be at Chester Christian Center at 11815 Chillicothe Road in Chesterland, Ohio, with a very timely message. Okay, I know you have a teaching tonight on a couple of passages in Revelation, right?
I surely do. And the first one takes place at the sixth trumpet judgment, when still another kind, or another third, of all mankind would be killed. This time by a very demonic 200 million man army from the east. And it's in verse 21 of chapter 9, where John explains that with all that was happening around them, they still wouldn't repent of their unbelief. And then he lists four obviously major sins. Revelation 9:21 says this, and they did not repent of their murders or their sorceries or their sexual immorality or their thefts. These are important items, obviously. But I need to point out here that sorceries in this instance means drugs, from the Greek word pharmakia. And we'll come back to that in a minute. But the next scripture takes place right after the fall of Babylon in Revelation 18:23, where it says that drugs flourished and had its origin. Verse 23 of 18 says, "The light of the lamp shall not shine in you anymore, and the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall not be heard in you anymore. For your merchants were the great men of the earth," that's the elite, "for by your sorcery all the nations were deceived." Wow. So again, these great men of the earth is describing the most powerful elite who have been getting rich from drug smuggling. Yeah. I also want to read a similar verse at the end of the book of Revelation as well, because once again, John points out that the reason some are not of the kingdom is because of these particular sins. And here a few more have been added. Revelation 21:8. "But the cowardly," in other words, those not standing up for Jesus, "the unbelieving, the abominable," in other words, who worship the beast, "murderers, sexually immoral," and then "sorcerers." This is drug pushers. "And idolaters and all liars." And by the way, who is a liar? 1 John 2:22 says a liar is one who denies that Jesus is the Christ. Okay, that's the liar. And then he goes on, "And they shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." These are powerful words. And still again, in Revelation 22:15, the very last chapter, which is actually a final wrap-up directly written to us today, it goes back to the churches, it reads, "But outside," or those not allowed into God's kingdom, "are dogs," which is a reference to unclean animals, so that means anything unclean, "and sorcerers," there's that sorcerer again, "and sexual immoral, and murderers, and idolaters, and whoever loves and practices a lie." So there are two different Greek words for sorceries or sorcerers. One is magino, number 3096, and it means magic, as in demonic black magic or witchcraft, and is used in other parts of scripture, as in Acts chapter 8. And to most of us, the more proper translation to sorcery. I mean, really, when I hear sorcery, I think of black magic. But tonight, we want to focus on the other word that really does not mean black magic, and still called sorcery, but is still translated into English as such, but really, and often does, to me, throw off the casual reader because they miss the real meaning. And of course, this is why I say we must study the word, not just read it. But all these scriptures that I just read It's the Greek word that they translate as sorcery, but it's the Greek word pharmakia. And it means potent drugs, and where we get the name for pharmacy. Now, let's be clear. I'm not talking about the carefully administered doctor's prescriptions, although we know how they can be abused. Tonight, I'm talking about purchasing the many street drugs, particularly cocaine, high-potency pain pills, uppers, downers, and all its various names, and the particularly easily more affordable heroin that is massively killing our youth and our young adults. You know, just yesterday I heard that right here, where I live in Ohio, in 2014, it was reported close to 2,500 overdose deaths. That's 8 every day. And that's just what's reported, probably many more. It's a serious epidemic, so understandable that it's included in Revelation as a major sin. Why? Because it is a master over lives. And why I am drawing attention to this, so you, Christian parents, many still very naive, can reveal to your children and your grandchildren how God very much hates it, and they must never take any drug, especially any street drug, no matter who offers it to them. Again, a casual read of these verses, and you just could shrug it off as being witchcraft or the Ouija board and not see it for what it is also saying. So parents, start early education with your children. Insist they memorize the scripture and then offer them a nice reward for doing so, so they get it in their spirit. I don't know why the translators call pharmakia sorcery when it's not the word for sorcery, which is magino, where we get the English word for magic, as I said. But again, pharmakia is referring to drugs, and why I say all the time how important it is to look up these words when studying his word, and you will find many things you wouldn't have otherwise seen. What's really awful is that these illegal drugs have been transferred by the rich and are in our governments as well, honestly. Many reports that our own CIA is a main contributor. I understand the real reason we have soldiers still in Afghanistan is to protect the poppy fields. And I read where then the governor of Arkansas, Clinton, purposely built the MENA airport to transfer drugs, actually white heroin from China, then loaded it up on Tyson chicken trucks and Walmart trucks to go to various states. Most of the big wigs know about what was going on. And why did we really go to Vietnam? To get opium from the Himalayan foothills, because Turkey stopped growing it. The information is available out there with lots of resources. If you want to research it, please do. But most Americans can't take the time, and many don't really care, as we continue in la-la land while our corrupt and greedy world could care less about lives and actually think we need a reduction in the population anyway, which is why they promote abortion and instigate wars and so many other schemes. But we have a Savior that knows it all, and he's about to rescue his bride. So, I hope you understand what I was trying to say. Teach your children, and let me leave you with the ironic blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. For the Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because that means peace for us. Because those who love her shall prosper. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.